French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Honduran tapado. A person, whom I can't recall, informed me of the place we'd come to. I often find torn pieces of paper from dinner check presenters or ripped out of my moleskin notebooks. On one, I had written the address of a Honduran restaurant that I needed to try. I might have been talking about Honduran baleadas, and that spawned that exchange. Whoever you are, thanks. So my wife, Janet, and I made our way over to Little Havana's side street to see what it could be we needed to learn about Honduran food we have missed so far. Probably a lot. After all, Honduran food is a fusion of African, Spanish, and indigenous cuisine. I've read that Honduras uses more coconut than any other Central American gastronomy. We entered the tiny spot on Southwest 8th Avenue. It was a good kind of noisy, not the blare of forced music, nor the hideous overuse of television sets in restaurants. Something outside of a sports bar I will not abide. It was the happy soundtrack of local people tucking into some authentic home cooking. The setup is kind of a cafeteria, admittedly not the kind of place Instagram folks typically adore. But flavor doesn't have to be pretty. I asked our sunny server for a bowl of mondongo. Alas, the tripe soup stew was not available. I asked if she had a favorite dish. This seemed to surprise her. I am used to the surprise. It isn't so often that a person looking like me, speaking Spanish awkwardly, asks for the wisdom of others. We all should. She said, tapado. I was unfamiliar. Later I learned that it is often a seafood dish. What I saw in the steam table was decidedly a meat-centric version, with rib bones sticking out of short intervals of braised beef. Some sausages kept company in a nice-looking gravy. There was some gallo pinto alongside. That dish of beans and rice is justly adored in many countries. I set aside my confusion after my research showing most tapados being seafood varieties and look forward to more clarity on this dish from a knowledgeable native of Honduras. As we waited for the dish, I noted two items on the table that allowed for some flavor adjusting. They were not ketchup and mustard, but a somewhat thick hot sauce that meant business, and also a clearly homemade salsa picante that was a bright pink color. I tasted each and knew I'd be augmenting my lunch soon with both. The dish arrived piping hot. Yuca, plantains, and a side of tortillas arrived too. The tortillas were small, clearly homemade, and hot off a well-used griddle. I tore one up and pushed it down into the juices of this meaty tapado. I was able to then sop up the goodness that pooled under the mixture, and my morning hunger pangs were quelled. I looked about the place. Families were arriving. I smiled to see our young server giving a quick massage to the older woman washing the heavy pots and pans. A delivery man came in. He was familiar to them. He carried two large, see-through plastic bags of a reddish-brown substance. I was guessing perhaps it was mole, but not knowing, I asked. She was now comfortable with my ways and said, achiote. But that is another word on food. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
My baby got sauce. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
She got sauce.
Your baby ain't sweet like mine.